Republicans love to say that Gen Z is weak, ineffective, and lazy. And if that's the case, why do we keep beating you? We beat you in 2020, we beat you in 2022, and we beat you in 2023.
Every single election, it's record-shattering turnout for young people, whether that's 2020 or the midterms in 2022.
And the bad news for the Republicans is that's not stopping anytime soon, so you guys better be ready for the 2024 presidential election.
Let's go.
You guys look like... What do they look like, Jimmy?
Dorks. They look like a couple of dorks.
Seems like they're joining forces over on the dark side quite often lately, as last week I played a TikTok of our old pals Dylan Mulvaney and Jeffrey Marsh collaborating together. The two dorks, excuse me, the two young lads that we just saw on that one, I featured each one of them individually on this channel before, but it seems like they teamed up to parrot their establishment talking points. And I have another TikTok coming up in just a minute of two more influencers teaming up. So, as I said, they are joining forces over on the dark side. Beware. Anyway, welcome back. Thank you guys so much for joining me. Listen, we got a lot to get into today. Stephen King, who is a super far left progressive, I guess you'd call him, really, really bad Trump derangement syndrome. He tweeted out something this week that made the libs lose their minds. That's one thing that I really, really enjoy in this culture war is when the left eats their own. So we got that coming up. Also, a very, very interesting plot twist in the whole Bud Light Dylan Mulvaney controversy. Listen, it's something about the Bud Light CEO. I didn't see this coming from a mile away, but it makes sense. Yeah, and Joe Biden, once again, fumbling, bumbling, stumbling on his trip over to Ireland. So we'll get into all that. Before we do, let's... take a look at the screen here from the New York Post. Plus size traveler demands free seats, better accommodations on airlines. What? Demands?
Go on a diet, you fat.
Right, relax. The name calling isn't going to get anybody anywhere. But if a person is so huge that they take up two seats on an airplane, that person should definitely have to pay for that second seat. And if you don't want to pay for an extra seat on an airplane, tighten up, start exercising, change your diet.
Eat vegetable! Eat broccoli!
Sorry, I get a little heated, but these people and their victim mentality drives me crazy. Anyway, this next person says that... get this, lesbians that use he, him pronouns is just like a person that wears a suit. What the f*** does that even mean? Roll the film.
As the name implies, a he, him lesbian is a lesbian who uses he, him pronouns. This could be for multiple reasons. One could be a cis woman who uses he, him pronouns, or a non-binary lesbian who uses he, him pronouns. The most common reason why people argue against this is because they think using he, him automatically makes you a boy, which isn't true. Pronouns are a form of gender expression. So just like how a lot of lesbians present very masculinely through clothing, he, him lesbians present masculinely through their pronouns. It's just like somebody wearing a suit.
That is the stupidest thing I ever heard of. Jesus.
So after all that nonsense that person was rambling on about, the last sentence went like this. It's just like wearing a suit. What? Right over my head. I mean, where the f*** do they come up with this stuff? Wow. Anyway, next up. So Stephen King has become the latest victim of the left eating their own with this tweet that he made recently. Now, before we read the tweet, let me remind you guys, the left's position is it's not just women that can get pregnant. Men can get pregnant, too.
There are also trans men who are capable of pregnancy, as well as non-binary people who are capable of pregnancy.
So these people are pretty adamant on their views that men can, in fact, get pregnant. And they become fairly unruly when challenged on those views. It's like poking a hornet's nest with a stick. And listen, they don't care if it is one of their own that challenges their views. So Stephen King tweeted out, "It has been said before, but it bears repeating. If men could get pregnant, abortion would be a sacrament." Well, what do you mean, Stephen, if men could get pregnant? According to your people, men can get pregnant. And as you can imagine, the response from the left went a little like this. Like I said in the beginning, that's one of my favorite things about this whole crazy culture war is when the left eats their own, because that might just wake people up. Now, Stephen King is a super leftist. He's got really, really bad Trump derangement syndrome. His views aren't based in any common sense or logic. And the comments of that tweet was just, they went at him hard. Like I said, what do you mean, Stephen? Men can get pregnant. Called him names. What are you, a transphobe and this and that? It was glorious. And he's probably sitting back reading those comments thinking, what the f*** is going on? What did I say wrong? Because he doesn't understand just how far off the deep end these people have gone. And maybe, just maybe, it might wake him up. I doubt it, but we can be hopeful. Anyway, this next TikTok we saw on this channel a while back. But as I said in the beginning, there's kind of a theme of the dark side influencers joining forces. So that's what we're going to see here. And I know we've already seen it, but since it's kind of making its way around the interwebs again, I figured, yeah, why not, right? Roll the film.
Day 61 of being a girl. Excuse me, that's kind of my thing, but we can do it together. Day 61 of being a girl, and we are in fact two different people.
Some people on TikTok don't believe that we're not the same person.
We're here to set the record straight.
We're queer.
What is it about us that people find so similar?
Is it our brown hair?
Is it the same sunglasses?
Is it our smiles?
Is it our crop top?
Is it our musical theater degrees?
Love ya.
Well, I don't know. It's really messed up. Super gay.
Yeah, speaking of that, this lady thinks her little baby is gay? Ugh. These people are sick. Roll the film.
My baby is gay. Yeah, this is him. He's gay. I called up my dad and I said, hey, guess what? Your grandson? Gay. Gay, gay, gay.
You're sick. I really mean that. You're sick.
That poor, poor child. And where's the dad? Where are all the fathers to these people? I feel like there are a lot of kids out there being raised by just liberal white women. The worst. The worst. Anyway, I feel like substance abuse runs rampant amongst these people. I could be wrong. Roll the film.
All I will say is that if you invite me to your thing, generally, that implies that you know who I am. And generally, that implies you know my pronouns. Even if for some reason you don't, but I show up looking like this, generally, you can imply that I am not a he-him. So if I go through all the effort of getting all dolled up and I pay the $2.75 I have to pay to take the subway to your little thing, maybe, and this is just an idea here, don't incessantly misgender me.
You smoke crack, don't you?
So hear me out. I have a noble idea on how to avoid these people that are all hopped up on something and they're hooting and hollering about using the wrong pronouns and being misgendered. Maybe, just maybe, don't invite them to the party. Situation avoided. Don't hire them at a job. Situation avoided. Seems pretty simple to me. Just avoid at all costs. Anyway, real quick update, very, very interesting too, on the CEO of Anheuser-Busch. Now, I think we all know the controversy that happened with Bud Light sponsoring, doing a brand deal with Dylan Mulvaney, and wow, the backlash to that was severe. So some people looked into the CEO of Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light's parent company, Brendan Whitworth, CEO Anheuser-Busch. This is his LinkedIn profile. This is interesting. Check this out. Seems as though Brendan Whitworth was an operations officer for the Central Intelligence Agency, the CIA. Interesting. You know how I always say, none of this is by accident. This is all deliberate to cause demoralization and division. A member of the CIA, basically running Bud Light or Anheuser-Busch, and just throwing this monkey wrench in, you know, the culture or whatever you want to call it, society. Make of that what you will.
Yeah, something fishy's going on.
All right, before we go any further, I want to give a huge shout out to the sponsors of today's video. And while I do that, I'm going to leave this picture on the screen. Now, this is a photo of a women's college basketball team. Now, there are six people in this picture. Five of them are women. There is one 56-year-old grown man who, at the age of 56, decided to transition, go back to college, and play women's college basketball. I mean, pay no attention to the fact that he's a foot taller than all the other girls and probably outweighs them by at least 100 pounds. I mean, how is anybody okay with this?
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
This whole thing has gotten so far out of control. Nobody should look at this picture and think, oh yeah, that seems fair. There's no advantage there, right? All right, before I give myself an aneurysm, I got to shout out the sponsors of today's video. Today's video is being brought to us by, first sponsor is the YouTube channel, Linen God's Angels. Linen God's Angels, thank you so much for sponsoring another video. I truly, truly appreciate it. Second sponsor of today's video is Patrick Dierks. Patrick, I hope I'm getting your last name right, sir. If I'm not, I truly apologize. But thank you so much for sponsoring today's video. And Linen God's Angels YouTube channel, which is some very, very relaxing music, some nice meditation music. If you want to go check it out after this video, I will put the link to that in the description box below. So Patrick Dierks and Linen God's Angels, thank you for sponsoring today's video. If you'd like to sponsor the next video and help support the channel, there is a PayPal link in the description box below, and I will say your full name as a sponsor of said video, unless stated otherwise by you. Let's get this off the screen. This makes me heated.
What the is this?
That guy should be completely ashamed of himself. And those girls, they should boycott. They should just walk off the court and say, we're done. We're forfeiting the season until we make this a college women's team. Anyway, this person is going to call you names if you use the wrong pronouns. How the f*** do you know what pronouns you're supposed to use? I mean, roll the film.
Many people ask me, how do you use they, them pronouns for a singular person? Well, it's really easy. All you have to do is use it the same way that you would talk about a group of people. So, for example, I, Addison, use they, them pronouns. In that case, you talk about me like this. I know Addison. They are amazing. Their dress and their hair are amazing. And I'm so proud to know them. Now, a fun fact about they, them pronouns is that they've been used in a singular context for centuries. Even going back to Shakespearean times, there's actual documentation and literature using they and them in singular contexts. But if that still doesn't convince you to use they, them pronoun, I'll leave you with this piece of information. Our language is constantly changing and adapting. We're evolving to find new terms and language to self-identify. So get with the times. Don't be an asshole.
I'm the bearded lady. What are you, one of the freaks?
These people are making a lot of very tolerant folks intolerant with the name calling and the threats. That's no way to win over hearts and minds. They may want to rethink their strategy. Anyway, this fella, so this guy, I think what happened to him is that he probably had too many tacos for dinner and a few too many Bud Lights. But he thinks he's having a period. I'm not kidding. Roll the film.
Okay, so the verdict definitely seems to be in on this one. Trans women have periods. And that fills me with great relief because that was really scary pain that I've never experienced before in my life. The gut-wrenching. But it also fills me with quite a lot of empathy for women who have dealt with this their entire lives, because I never could have fathomed that period pain was that bad. So, good on you guys for living.
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
All right, guys, we're going to be wrapping it up on this one because I can't take any more, and I'm sure you guys can't either. That is enough brain age for one day. Wow. Wow. Anyway, so we'll wrap it up with everybody's least favorite former Vice President, Joe Biden. And guys, things are getting crazy out there, but Listen to what former Vice President Joe Biden says. Things are going to get a lot crazier because these people are going to use this to take away more of our rights and give themselves more power. So things are going to get a lot crazier. Please take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Till next time. Love you guys. Peace. Roll the film, please.
The single existential threat to the world is climate change. We don't have a lot of time. And that's a fact. They're even recognizing, finally, everyone's recognizing America.
F***ing liar!
And you ain't black.